like, huh. It's like a big room, big, it's almost like two separate houses, what I have seen. You ever heard of a dog trot house?
Dog trot house? No, I've heard of just unusual duplexes, but not that's like, you see, we primarily, you think in terms of a single family dwelling, or a duplex, or an apartment, or a condominium, or apartment complex. Now these are the kind of units for living that I'm familiar with.
Have you ever seen a house with a long entry hall that is set at a 90 degree angle to a large single room?
At a home? I don't believe I have. Let me see. I'm trying to think now. Some of the homes of years gone by, they had those wide halls that would run right through the house, and of course, all rooms came in off of this hall. In other words, the entry was made only by this hall. Yes, I've seen some that way. Not too many like that, though. That's a rather unusual house.
Did you ever know a name for that?
It was just a single family dwelling, but it was kind of a rooming house fashion. That's really what it was, because the long hall, because it had a stairwell, and this was kind of a dormitory type thing to a friend of mine. I had one in Nashville, because he had a lot of students living there from Fisk University, some from Harry Medical College, and then some from Tennessee State. One or two from the seminary, I think, lived there. But this hall actually gave convenience for going into any room or the stairwell going upstairs. And it was used primarily for a passageway for going in and going out of the building.
Do you know what a row house is?
What kind of house?
Row house.
Row house? Oh, yes. Well, a row house is just a connection between a lot of them in Baltimore, and of course in England, they just houses are built one right after another, and just close, you couldn't get anything between them. That's what's called a row house. Just a series of houses, but individually owned, and not like the condominium that we referred to now. The row house is entirely different. It's just that it butts the next door neighbor without any passageway between the two residences.
What would you call an apartment that occupied an entire level of a building?
An apartment that was a complex of some kind. Now, one story?
A residential apartment that occupied
just one floor. That would be rather expensive to, I don't know who would build such a thing as that, because that would be economically, I would think, certainly not feasible to build a thing like that. It's just, that's wasting land and money to have on one floor. However, there are some homes for the aged like this. Some of the, I believe, yes, it's because Bright Glade out here on Menon Hall, right off of Menon Hall, Sunderland, is one, it's a convalescent home. And everything is just for one floor, but that's rather expensive. I wouldn't try to duplicate that. No, I have no desire for that. But I guess it has its good points. I guess I don't know what it could be, except that if a person has a lot of land and they have a lot of money, that they can afford to do this. Because I don't think it would be a requirement from the health authorities that would demand that it be just a one-story building like that, spread all over, you know, one story. That's about the only thing I've seen like that. Hospital.